This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here with her recommended reads.
What a nice introduction.
I was Jennifer Horn!
I want to walk into like a McDonald's and have you scream that out as I walk
in. What in the heck are you still? Your voice sounds like you have allergies, colds, flu.
It won't go away.
Uh-oh.
We've got big problems around here, Doug.
We've got
big problems.
Yeah, we need to bring you to the farm and have you breathe some nice, fresh air here.
I just need things to settle down. If things would settle down around me, I might be able to catch a break. But yeah, there's still a little things stuck.
That'll never happen because you like to support people for president that are rambunctious. They stir the pot as well.
They should.
Who would that be? All right, so here, because Jennifer Horn and her dad, I've met at your house, actually, a couple of times. Bill Shatner and his wife. I like his wife. Very nice. He's a very interesting character. But I thought when I saw this, I'd better bring it up with you because there are, with people like him, there are always these stories. Well, what's his secret to being 92 years old? And is it really him?
I was just with him this weekend.
Yes? And how's he look?
Great.
Yeah.
There is nobody, I don't think there's a healthier looking 92-year-old. You've got Joe Biden tripping down things all over the place. This guy is amazing. He's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Captain Kirk is the way I first look upon him. And then you look at some of the other things that he's become. He's doing a series on PBS about space and things because he's always doing that sort of stuff. He's like, his name is equivalent to space, even space travel now. I remember when he went up in that in the capsule for, what was it, 90 minutes or whatever it was?
Mm-hmm.
So from 1966 to 2023, been quite a journey for this fellow. And the thing that I like about him is he's still relevant, very relevant in the entertainment industry. He's relevant to pop culture. Everybody knows who Bill Shatner is.
They do.
And right, I mean, think about it. There are a lot. And so whenever there's a rumor, here it is. This is the crux of the story. Fans are struggling to accept how he can still look the way he does. He must have a secret. He must be having operations. The people have accused him of doing things to his body. Wow.
Yeah. I can tell you, though, what his secret is.
Okay, Jennifer.
His secret is the mind. Uh-huh. He keeps his mind engaged.
Agreed.
And activated.
Yep.
He makes it no secret that he believes that if he slows down, things will end.
Right.
And so he keeps himself working. He keeps himself riding horses. He keeps himself riding motorcycles. He keeps himself in the game.
Yep.
And, you know, how many of us, and this is what's struggling, I think that people struggle with. When you retire from a job, instead of finding something that you're passionate with, you're like, oh, I just have this time to sit around, and you disengage, and you start to feel like you lose your purpose. And when that happens, I think that's when we see a lot of people start to fade away a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I think that is my philosophy. I think you
it
know
is.
That.
It is. I'm sure it is. Yeah, you have the same philosophy.
Same thing.
My dad has the same philosophy.
Yep. Yeah.
I have the same philosophy, although I'd love a month-long vacation. Just a month.
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should arrange that in some way, shape,
just,
or form.
I need to be sent to, like, an island.
All right. Alex
Rodriguez, though.
No, thank you. Mr. Alex Rodriguez says he's going to go on a vacation because the most relevant thing he can do these days, I find it's always interesting, people who are trying to stay relevant who really aren't, he has bad gum disease. And so he wants to talk about, his gum disease. This is it, pal? This is what you want to talk about. Good for you.
Well, that means all those people that kiss him are dealing with the stink, because don't you stink when you have gum disease?
Oh, yeah, bad. Yep, right, exactly. Yep. All right, let's see who the winners of the day are, Jennifer. Dev Shah, 14 years old, crowned the National Spelling Bee champion, 14 years old from Largo, Florida, won the three-day contest held at National Harbor in Maryland. Spell the word. Oh, man, I can't even pronounce it.
We can't even say the word. How can we spell the word?
I think it's smamophile.
Oh, a spamophile.
Yeah.
You're one of those, aren't you?
No, use it in a sentence, will you please?
Spamophile. Doug is a spamophile. Go ahead.
No, thank you very much. It's a plant or an animal that thrives in sandy areas.
See? You're a spamophile.
Spamophile. P-S-A-M-M-O-P-H-I-L-E. Mm. So, the lady who missed out on that, another 14-year-old, Charlotte Walsh, from Merrifield, Virginia, she misspelled the word Davely, which is a word for being listless. This was the 14th
round. Everybody
knows
about Davely.
I know it, right. D-A-V-I-E-L-Y. Now, listen to this. This Mr. Shaw, before he had to spell semophile, had to spell, let's see here, I'm trying to pronounce this one, too. Bathopitometer. Uh-huh.
A bathroom pitometer.
B-A-T-H-Y-P-I-T-O.
Oh, a bath pitometer. I thought it was a bathroom pitometer. I'm like, I thought it was something that smelled your pit.
Well, what? I don't even know what that is. And I haven't got an answer for that one. Anyway, this is kind of a surreal list of who uses these words in everyday life.
Well, that's
why don't
the thing.
We...
And then these little punks, these little 12-year-olds are like, could you use it in a sense? Like, you even know. Give me
right.
a break.
Exactly. Anyway, so this kid, Shaw, he's competed in the Spelling Bee a number of times. Last year, I think he tied for 76th place or whatever it is. So I won $50,000. Let's see here. A reference library from Merriam-Webster. Reference works from Encyclopedia Britannica. And
it just what the smart kid needs is another encyclopedia.
Yeah, right.
You should probably get him, like, some social lessons or something.
Uh-huh, yeah. So let's see here. 50 children from 50 different countries. The finalists were this fellow, Dev Shaw, who was first. Ms. Walsh, who came in second. Another fellow named Drew Submarian, who was 12. Look at all these names. How come we don't... and I say this because this tells us something about the educational system and what's going on at home. There wasn't one of these kids in the top 15 who had an American-sounding name. And I don't say it that way to be anything other than congratulatory to the people. Let's see, the closest one, Sarah Fernandez of Omaha, she won. But the rest of them are all Pakistani or Indian names, every single one of them. What the hell does that tell you about?
It shows you culturally how people prioritize
education.
Work.
Yep. Yep. Congratulations to them. And we have a lot to... It's amazing what's going on in the educational system in this country. My God. All right, losers of the day. You ready? We had winners. Now let's have a couple of losers. Tennessee woman disappeared on a cross-country road trip with her boyfriend 3 weeks ago, seen in California. This is...
Oh, I was with her this weekend.
Nikki Alcaraz, not Alcatraz, but Alcaraz, was spotted at a Walmart in Redding, California.
Hmm.
Right?
Let me tell you, if you want to disappear, Walmart in Redding is
good
actually
place.
Not a bad place
yeah.
because that's way up in the northern part of the state. Not much
yep.
goes on there. Mm-hmm. You'd be good to go there.
Apparently, she was involved in a domestic assault and left after she got a black eye from her boyfriend and didn't know. This is a story. You know, when you look at the story, the cursory view of it is, this woman just disappeared. And the reason for it wasn't clear at first. How many women do you know who have been abused by the men or even other women in their lives? The stories go on and on and on, and women say that they are afraid to leave because they can't afford to be on their own. I say, no, that's not true. You always should get away from anybody. And I've had people in my life that have told me these stories, and I've helped them. And, you know, they say, you don't understand. Well, I don't understand. What I do understand is that nobody should be living in those circumstances.
Yeah.
Period.
No. I think that's true. But there are people who not only are tied to people for financial reasons, they might be afraid they're going to lose their kids. Mm-hmm. They might be afraid that somebody's going to kill them or their children if they get themselves out of the picture. So it's hard. You know, I don't envy women that find themselves in these circumstances, for sure. But there are a lot of resources now, and people are less afraid to talk about this more than ever. So,
yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You know,
here's another loser.
If you can.
A Hawaii, a person who was in Hawaii as a tourist, drove her car into a harbor thanks to GPS.
Oh, my God.
She did the same thing 2 weeks ago.
Come on.
Yeah.
She's following GPS and drives herself into a harbor?
Into the harbor. She drove down the boat ramp.
Come on.
Vehicle veered off the ramp into deep water. Police had to get divers out quickly. She said she'd use GPS to take her to this place. She thought the water was a puddle.
Oh, my God.
Right. So you look at all the stuff. You can look at this on social media. There's a group of boaters calling out to her, yelling at her.
Driver's licenses?
Yeah, thank you.
No.
Yeah, there should be. Actually, yes, there should be an IQ test for drivers. Oh. Yes, absolutely. There should be an IQ test for buying a gun. There should be all kinds of reasons to take an IQ test. Morons need not apply. If you are dull, you have an IQ less than 80.
People would be cut out of it.
Oh, yeah. Right.
I was telling Jay I served jury duty last week, and it's
I didn't know that. Really?
Oh. It's a great reminder of
guilty or not. Guilty?
Well, I never actually made it to the trial because it was 3 days of jury selection.
Ah. Well.
And then imagine this: the defense wanted to get rid of me.
Really?
Weird. I still don't understand that.
That's Jennifer Horn. I don't want her on my
Oh, they knew who I was. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course they know who you are. Right. Big time broadcaster from KRLA and the Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here on Good Day at 18 after the hour.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-L-I-N-Z-E-S-S.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Yes. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is life-change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to GetTheTea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's GetTheTea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
All right, 23 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, good day with Jennifer Horn, Doug, and the rest of the gang at the controls. James Collins in our studio in, I keep wanting to say Washington, Jennifer, that old habit. 29 years of saying
that. Think about the middle.
Right. Let's think about the middle. Happy birthday today to listeners. Michael Selby, Christian Moore, Johnny George. Got to be a radio guy. Right? Johnny George.
It's a great name for radio. If he's not, he should be.
That's right. Exactly. All right. So happy birthday to all you folks. Everybody else who's having a birthday, you can connect with us on Facebook and let's find out when your birthday is. Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. Don't forget, the live line is 855-999-3684. So we can be in the leagues of people who are responding to a lot of stuff that, frankly, needs response, right? We all need to have response. How often do you take... I don't know that I've... When I listen to you, I just hear you arguing with that guy who's on with you, or not arguing, but trying to give him a clue. What about people on the air? Would you? How do you, in Los Angeles, you don't have the same problem that a lot of markets do, where it's often the same callers and it sounds too clubby to me, right? And that, so how do you get around that?
About making it sound like a club? Well, first of all,
making it sound like a club.
Yeah.
So the same.
No, I mean, there's a lot of our listeners who call, and they will call repetitively, and they are our little family, and we love them, and we know them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I try to keep the topics varied, and I try to ask different questions that are more provocative. And one thing that I try to do is if there's a story about law enforcement or about teachers or about doctors, I like to solicit people who are actually in those professions, which bring in a lot of new people. So I would say, for instance, we talked about this story where a teacher was getting fired from LA Unified, another group of teachers, actually, like 40, because they weren't vaccinated today, like this week.
Still.
And so I solicitation for people who worked in the school system, and then all of a sudden you get all these first-time new callers who you hope stick around and become regulars and part of the club.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, right. All right. You had jury duty last week, and thus the question has been asked on our social media.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, yes.
What's your experience with jury duty? So Rick says never had to do it. I always say in court when I move and get called in, I got a good eye. I can tell if someone is guilty by just looking at them the first time, no matter what. There you go.
That's pretty good, actually.
You know, I think it's irresponsible to shirk your responsibility to be a juror. First of all, it's been one of the most, I've been four or five times, and most of the time I get to be selected as foreman.
I'm sure you do. I knew that was coming for me, too, because everybody was, like, gathering around me, and I'm like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And I was surprised because you do say your occupation, and I did tell them honestly what I do. I was surprised I lasted that long, but the minute the two lawyers could pick a person to get rid of, the defense is like, juror number two, we'd like to excuse you. The thing is I actually didn't mind. I don't mind seeing the process, but what is so damn disappointing when we all sit around and say the government is inefficient is when it takes 3 days for a jury selection, and literally in those 3 days where I have to give up my work and you know, I'm hosting events around it and doing radio shows and other people are struggling to make their pay checks and stuff, it's like Disneyland with no rides. You are standing in line over and over and over again, and that's really frustrating. We spent maybe 2.5 hours in the courtroom in 3 days that I was there.
All right, here's listener Luella. She's been called three times. First time, judge asked if I was ever part of litigation. My husband and I were part of a three-lawyer hearing against the guy who took our old car and all the parts to restore it, but we never got it back. Good for you, lady. Jeff says, only had it once in 61 years. 6 hours I was in and done. My only complaint, they didn't explain to us that we would be sitting through multiple cases before being utilized. Yeah, I think that does go on. All right, thank you. 28 past. Good day.
Gasoline prices are one thing, but are you paying too much for oil? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. AARP tells members most oil change shops slap a sticker on your windshield summoning you back in 3,000 miles. Check your owner's manual. Many newer cars use a synthetic oil that needs changing far less frequently. And keep tires properly inflated. Otherwise, you lose miles per gallon, as you will if you got a lot of junk in the trunk. Why haul around unnecessary pounds? You yourself might lose a few pounds if you simply grab the first parking space you see and walk a little more. It's estimated Americans spend some 17 hours and waste hundreds of dollars each year looking for a parking space. Get some steps in. You'll spend less on health care. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The victims of a private jet that crashed in Virginia Sunday were residents of New York. Adina Azarian, her 2-year-old daughter, her nanny, and the pilot were killed in the crash, while Azarian's neighbor in East Hampton remembers her well.
Very sweet. Always stop, say hello, and, you know, I'd pet the dog who'd come running.
The FAA says the small plane flew into unauthorized airspace over and crashed in the mountains of Virginia. Oregon's Attorney General and State Treasurer are investigating the Fox Board of Directors for potential breach of fiduciary duty. Under the Dominion settlement, Fox paid $787 million over the networks. This investigation will determine whether Fox heads Rupert and Lachlan Murdoch, along with other members of the board, could be held accountable in the situation. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We want to know your thoughts. Be part of the conversation. Call the Doug line at 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Wait a minute, let's try the microphone. Radio 101, turn the microphone on. Yes, here you are, many of you waking up to some good news. Jennifer Horn is good news when she's here. Jay is off in this hour of the program, so it's the Dugger, or a Dougie, as Jennifer and her father like to refer to me, Dougie. My niece's nephew's Uncle Dougie. I'm Uncle Dougie.
I like it. Dougie's a very good name for you.
I like it when my daughter calls me Daddy.
Yep.
And I like it when my grandson calls me Gramps.
Now, why does your son call you Doug?
He's always been a he likes to stir it up.
Just a weirdo? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, he's not. You know him. What do you mean?
No, I know. I'm being funny.
You know the answer to the question before he asked it. He's just like, and so he's got Jasper, who's my grandson with Brendan. He's now, he's forming words at 17, what is it, 18 months now. So he can say mama, and he says dada, and he says dog, for the dog. And then he's been saying dog for me.
Because Brendan so hears him. Dog. That's so
I'm not sure about that, but at any rate, that's what we like. So how many people have been looking, for those of you who are in a part of the country where the skies have been clear, the Milky Way has been spotted from about everywhere in the world.
I prefer the Snickers, you know.
Oh, do you really? I knew that. There's a Milky Way photography contest. Did you know that? Every year, there is a lot of attention given to this band of stars and all the gas and the dust and that sort of thing. And so there's an angle every year that's different than the year before. You can look at the last, I don't know, 10, 12 years of this and see different angles that are taken. How do you know what you're looking at even, frankly, at this point? But you can, you know, there are some really good cameras around. You can take these images in the sky. But nothing beats this web telescope. Wow. Every weekend, when I have a minute, I go to the NASA website and just look at that.
That's cool.
It really is. Something man should be proud of. The exact opposite of man's creation of artificial intelligence, which we should not be proud of. We should be looking askance at who it was that has subjected us to all of this. Speaking of being subjective, the House Speaker, Mr. McCarthy, has been on various news programs to defend Republican gains in the debt ceiling deal. This was something, I think, that when you go through this, you probably talked about it more than I have, although I like the way McCarthy handled this. I think he did a good job. Did he push a lot of you? Oh, he pushed Biden around. Democrats don't like that. Republicans, yeah, oh, that's great. I don't know that he pushed him around. One of the things that I liked was to get rid of the funding for the IRS. But I'm not clear, Jennifer, you probably know more than I do, whether the entire 87,000 agents that had been set up to be hired were, did that completely get eliminated?
No, and that's what a lot of people on the like conservative side of the aisle are a little ticked off about. It's really interesting to watch.
Well, it wasn't one sided though, for heaven's sakes. What do you think?
No, but I mean, it's a game of messaging, right? Because so you've got three players in the game. You have Biden, who doesn't know much about what's going on, and that's just the truth. Yeah. You've got Chuck Schumer, who made
doesn't
it clear
know much
that
about
he
what's
wanted
going on
well,
either.
Yeah. But he's kind of running the show, and in fact, Kevin McCarthy's been saying in these meetings that Chuck Schumer would really jump in and kind of take the role that Biden would have normally taken. Mm-hmm. Biden was just kind of, you know, reading off of his note cards and that sort of thing. But Chuck Schumer said, "We are not negotiating. That's it." And you went on television a couple months ago. We're not negotiating.
Right.
It's just going to be a clean clean race to the debt ceiling. Well, right. Kevin McCarthy gets his caucus together, and they pass this bill, which was a big achievement for McCarthy, especially with with a slim margin like he's got in the House. So he passes the bill, and then that forces Biden to negotiate. So that is the big win, is that Biden and Schumer had to eat crow and say, we actually have to negotiate some things. So that's a good news. Is there much of anything in this bill? It's pretty much kicking the can down the forward.
That's always the way it is.
But unfortunately, we are so far in debt and we are so out of control with the spending. But, I mean, to McCarthy's credit, he had a really difficult job. He had to appease conservatives. He had to get something Biden would sign, something Schumer would sign and pass through the Senate. So there were some wins. He's got a pipeline coming up in Virginia that Manchin was really working on. He kind of took away his thunder there because he was able to pass it through. He's got the defunding of the IRS agents for 1 year. So that's what the conservatives were upset about, because they don't like this idea of 87,000 IRS agents, because they shouldn't. And so it's defunded but not completely canceled. And that was one of the things that, McCarthy had promised. Mm. So they don't have enough money to hire people. There have been a few cuts, but the sad thing is it kind of removes the debt ceiling again until 2025. So you've kind of given back a blank check to the president to sign whatever he wants.
Hopefully he won't be the president.
2025 election year.
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
But I learned, do you want to know something really interesting?
Yes, I do. Okay. That's why I'm here, Jennifer, to learn something interesting.
Well, the reason I didn't know this, and maybe you did.
Wait a minute, let me set this up. Da-da-da-da-da-da. This is positively newsworthy from Jennifer Horn. All right, please go ahead.
So before Nixon, the way things were set up was that Congress could pass whatever they wanted, but the president could veto anything, basically. When it comes to the power of the purse, Congress could do it, but there was more power seated with the president. And apparently, I guess Nixon ticked off the Congress so much and when he was embattled because he would throw out all their spending. He would get rid of it, that they actually passed something around him because he was so embattled and had no power after all the stuff before he was going to resign, that Congress gets sole control of the purse strings now. So the reason we even argue about debt ceilings now, which is newer rather than historic, mm-hmm. is because Congress took away the power of the president to veto stuff like that.
Yeah. Well,
isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Well, there you go.
So now that's why you have drunken people running Congress, like drunken spending Congress people.
Yeah. There you go. The Russians and the Ukrainians at it again over the weekend. Russia claims Ukraine has launched major attacks, and that's unfair.
Aww.
Oh, my God, these people. The mainland route that the Russians had built to get down to Crimea. Remember when they took Crimea over, 8 years ago? They wanted the beaches. The Russian oligarchs wanted the beaches, so they're going to take over Crimea. And they built this major superhighway so it'd be easy to drive down there. Well, Ukrainians over the weekend blew the hell out of it. To smithereens, as they say.
Wow.
Which, as far as I'm concerned, is a good thing. All right, let's see here what we have in the this situation with the weather. I have, when was the last time I was in California? Last week. The weather was blah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it was blah.
I swear, I think we're all suffering like seasonal depression. It's been so gray in California. Yeah. But this weekend, we actually had 2 days of sun, which was lovely. And now it's going to get crummy again.
Megan and Matthew and Miles moved to a new house down in Mar Vista over the weekend. And I was wondering, they have a nice, it's really a very cool place, actually. I was very happy that they have found this neat place. Hard to find neat places in California.
That's for sure.
At least around Los Angeles County, but they did. And so they were, you know, Megan is giving me the tour outside. And I went over and looked at the house last week when I was there. And very cute, great quiet neighborhood, really much different than where they are now. You know, they were in South Beverly Glen. It's like a damn Indianapolis 500.
Yeah, it's
going
a hugely
down.
Busy
very
street.
Dangerous, yeah. So anyway, they're over there and Miles is all excited about the playground and the stuff. It just was nice to see the warmth. But the one thing, you know, the warmth of the family getting excited about it. But the skies are so gray and dark. And I'm thinking, hello, this is supposed to be California. Why is it? And we had a couple of weeks of really beautiful weather here in New England. Rained the last 3 or 4 days. Looked like it was going to rain for the next 3 or 4 days, which is good to get the crops to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But we've had really, yesterday was 53 degrees here.
Oh, that's cold. It has
yeah,
been that
this
cold.
Time of year? Yeah. Yeah, not cool.
It definitely, we have June gloom in California, which is unusual, but it's just been so many days in a row that it feels more like Seattle than it does Los Angeles. Everybody's like, where's our sunshine?
Yeah, sunshine, lollipops, and roses. All right, here's the death squad at work. A woman came to her husband's rescue over the weekend. They were involved in a fiery crash in Missouri. 3 cars in a collision on Interstate 70. Looking at the St. Louis police reports, this was an SUV came to a stop in the left lane with cars going around him at 70 miles an hour. And then it was hit by another SUV.
Oh, my gosh.
And then that was hit by another SUV. The cars all exploded. One person was killed. the wife of the husband who thought she thought she was dead too. How do you think that? When have you ever? I don't know. Being in that circumstance, I'm trying to put myself in that place where you are actually conscious, but you think you're dead. Right? Have you ever talked to anybody?
I have not ever had that, and I have not heard anybody say that. But gosh, that must have been scary.
I've had that. Yep. Oof. All right. Here's another death-defying circumstance. A pregnant driver saved students from a bus as it was crashing, exploded, caught fire. She said, this was the driver, pregnant mother, said her mommy instinct kicked in. She evacuated the bus as they were driving in Milwaukee on the way to school, and somebody pulled in front of her, and then there was the vehicle crashed, but then it started to smoke. She was concerned about the vehicle. She could hear the smells and the smoke, so she pulled all of the 37 students on the bus out.
Wow.
So the bus was filled with smoke.
I'm telling you, don't mess with the pregnant lady. They're pretty smart.
Yeah.
No, pretty tough.
It is. There's a lot to be said for instinct. There is, really and truly. All right, here's the story of a Texas father who died. 6-year-old son fighting for his life, struck by lightning. Wow. The lightning, they were walking home from a bus stop. Matthew Boggs walking down his driveway with his two sons. Lightning came out of the sky without warning. And so the dad died. And one of the sons got badly burned by this to the point where they've set up a GoFundMe page. This fellow, 6 years. The 6-year-old son, man. I know. When you put yourself in that position. How many people do you ever know? I've never known anybody that was ever. I've had cows hit by lightning. Yeah, but not people. All right, hold a good thought for that, Finn. The cow did not survive. Nope. Oof. It's 12 before the hour. This is Good Day. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com. Omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you?
I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Visit from Tom Crackler.
I sound like one of my voices be deeper when I said it. Time now for a visit from Tom Crackler, a co-host with Leslie Segretti of the famous Money Pit home improvement radio program. You hear it around the country every week. And also you can take advantage of their 24-hour a day, 7 days a week features at Money Pit Podcast, moneypit.com/podcast. And they also have a newsletter that is fabuloso. So each week we try to pick Tom's brain. And some days that's easier than others. But let's see. We're talking off the air about pools.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about a pool here, but they're so doggone expensive. It doesn't really fit into, I have a great place for it, but there was a pool. Actually, you'd appreciate this. When I was a kid, the house that I live in now was the manor house for the farm when I was a kid. And it's a big old colonial, like a Currier and Ives house.
Right.
And the people who were in here had this huge pool built. I remember swimming in it when I was a kid. We got hot in the hayfield, we'd come over and swim. And it was this big, thick wall, gunite pool. And there was a nice cabana on the other side of the brooks. Well, the people that moved in after those folks moved out filled the pool in because they were lawyers and they didn't want the liability.
Yeah. And there's this thing called a fence
that
could protect you from liability.
Unbelievable. So I dug up, it's about 100 feet away from the house.
Right.
And I've been tempted to go out there and dig with my backhoe to see if I could find the pool. But there's nothing going to be left of it anyway.
Right, yeah.
But it's just one of those things. But there's so many different variables. You and I were talking about spools.
Yeah.
And then these
It's really popular. It's a combination of a pool and a spa.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically it's a miniature pool, and you can design these any way you like. If you want a lap pool that converts to a spa, you can have that. If you want it to be, you know, more of a soaking pool, you can have it that way. I will tell you, though, even though it's a smaller than a regular pool, it's just as expensive.
Yeah.
And I understand why, because it's not so much the size of the pool that impacts the price. It's the fact that you got to get the permits, you got to dig the hole, you got to have the same equipment, you know, same electricity run, all that sort of thing.
Yeah, right.
But they're really popular today.
Yeah, I can see. I'd love to have a pool again. Just every day I would be in that. You were talking about how often you would use it versus the expense and that sort of thing. And that's something that a lot of people would consider. I'm in and out of at the old house, I was in and out of my pool in the morning after I got off the air. If it was a hot day, into the pool I went. And then I'd go work on the farm and come back after dark and be hot and sweaty, grab a bar of soap, jump into the pool again.
There you go.
That's right.
So it was your bathtub.
It was a 28,000 gallon bathtub. It was always set at 88 degrees, by the way.
Right.
Yeah. People said to me, "Oh, why have you got it so hot?" Because that's why I like it.
I do like it.
Thank you.
Keep it the way you want.
Here's a question.
You want it colder? Get your own pool.
Yeah, thank you. Bring your own ice or something. All right. Alex is listening to us down in Florida. He's got a 4-year-old central air conditioning system.
Okay.
He says it works well, except for the front room. It's always about 5 degrees hotter. Any idea why and how I can fix this? Here we go. Yeah.
So this is a typical situation. I have something very similar in my house. You know, I have a room. It happens to be the room where we broadcast from. And it's the farthest room away from the air conditioning system. So it gets, let's say, the least amount of cool air. It also happens to be, unfortunately, on the west side of the house, which makes it a very warm side of the house. So, you know, I have a couple of options here. I could run additional duct work, right? Or I could increase the return vents to pull more air back to it. Or I could add a supplemental system. And that's what I ended up doing. I put a split ductless in because it's a pretty big area, and I wanted to have it cool and comfortable and quiet, right?
Yeah.
But you could look into your duct system, Alex, and talk with your HVAC contractor. Find out if, first of all, make sure you're getting plenty of airflow, because sometimes these older systems could have dampers in them which shut off parts of the airflow into certain rooms. So make sure you're getting the full amount of air the system has to deliver. Take a look at your return duct. If your return duct is not in that same room, let's say it's in a hallway and there may be a door between the two, you can undercut that door so you have more space for the air to get back to the return duct, because it's not just, you know, pushing cold air out. You've got to bring it back to recool it for it to be efficient. So I would look into those two things right there. And lastly, it is possible to put in what's called a booster fan, which is sort of an inline fan that goes in the duct system that helps to pull more air through that duct, especially if it's at the end of the run. So a couple of different options for you to consider.
All right. So that's the Money Pit podcast. Focus on pools. This week you want to check that out, moneypit.com/podcast. And then you've got the newsletter as well, moneypit.com/newsletter. Tommy the K, along with Leslie Segretti, hosting the Money Pit. Lots of great information this time of year, every time of year. So check that all out. Tommy, thank you.
Doug
Steffen here on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.